Welcome to Sock Talk, episode 30. This is Deidre.
This is Lisa.
Hey, neighbor.
Welcome back.
Yeah, we're going to have, you know how Mr. Rogers' neighborhood had like that cute little greeting? We should have something like that. I was talking earlier about how my parents still have that, like, thousands of dollar keyboard at their house that they bought us as children. We could use that and make a jingle.
I have an old drum set upstairs at my parents' house.
It's we could start a band.
It's neon green, like my luggage I use.
Oh, gross.
And it was, like, the best present I ever had, so, yeah.
We could start a band.
You got your keyboard, I got my drums.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we've tried the Instagram, haven't gotten famous yet.
We still have to do our YouTube
videos. We have the podcast, haven't gotten famous yet. Let's just start a band.
Do we have to sing? Because I don't think my voice can really carry us. I don't know about yours.
Yeah, but what about that one American Idol contestant? I'm trying to think of his name.
I don't know my American
And he,
Idol
like,
trivia.
This was a long time ago, and he, like, sang, like, the worst
Clay Aiken?
No.
I know that name, and Kelly Clarkson, she won.
No, he didn't even make it through, like, the first or second round, because he was so terrible.
The She Bangs
guy? Yeah, She Bangs!
Was that American Idol?
Yes!
This wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking
about.
He got so famous because of how terrible he was. That's what we need to do. We need to embrace the lack of talent.
But we're not little, petite Asians singing She Bangs. We don't have that going for us.
That's true. I do just have, like, that bitch face going on. We can just, yeah. I got nothing, Lisa. I got nothing. I got all my ideas out there.
You did, and I shoot them down one by one.
Yeah. And I just have to learn to just smile through things. All the tough
That's
times.
That's what I was told today.
Yeah. You, like, you know, texted this guy and asking why, like, why is he so smiley all the time?
He's always so happy.
Yeah, like, all his Snap stories just, like, smile, smile,
big,
smile.
Big,
cute,
and all the best smile.
The best smile, and it's, like, adorable. She texted him, and she's like, oh, why are you so happy all the time? How do you be happy?
Yeah.
He's like, oh, just keep smiling.
I'm like, okay. Just keep swimming? No, might as well drown. Smiling? I smile enough at work. On the weekends, I don't have to smile.
Like, when I'm tired, I'm supposed to, like, smile through it.
Like he said when we're at meetings, watching that lady in her
I know. So, yeah, so we have a meeting at work, like, every week. And it's a struggle at times, as anyone probably knows how meetings are at work. And so sometimes I zone out. It's like everyone's just on their rants. I'm like, whatever, I don't care. So I look around at everyone at the meeting, and I, like, analyze. I'm like, look at their faces. And there's this one lady, and she has, like the, like, upside-down smile. Like, have you seen that emoji?
The frown lines.
Like, the frown lines, and her lips even curved down, too. Like, it's like, and I look, and I'm like, oh! I was like, how do I prevent that? I was like, I don't want that. So literally, like, mid-meeting, I'll be, like, trying to, like, kind of slowly, like, work my cheek muscles and, like, try and smile. I'm like, I better keep smiling no matter what so I can prevent my lips from sagging.
See? So you and him, you're, like, the same philosophy.
Just except smiling. Mine's my anti-aging routine.
Oh, yeah. I know. And during these rants or tangents people go on, I always look for Deidre's reaction. I'm always like trying to look at her, but lately she's been sitting on the same side of the table as me, and I can't see her. So I'm like, well,
so you didn't
look
see
at
me
now?
Trying to work out my smile muscles.
Yeah,
like,
let's look
you
at our boss's
me.
Face, because yeah. That's what I do then.
Yeah, I do.
Let's see
too.
Her face.
I like to see her reactions.
Her reactions. Yeah. Some people, I'm like, oh my god.
Yeah, the comments they make, I'm like looking. I'm like, oh my gosh, she's gonna rage. And she, like, laughs at it. And I'm like, what?
I would love to see her rage.
I know. I wish she would. Especially at that new hire. Just rage. Put her in her place.
Rage against the machine.
Yeah.
Rage against Bailey.
Yeah. Bailey.
As you call her.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, I've never called her that.
Or against some other people we were
Yeah,
with.
Exactly.
Because we're, yeah. Anywho.
Yeah.
So, winter's coming. It's very chilly.
It's so chilly. I should have wore a cardigan to, like, supper tonight, because I was, like, wanting to use the...
She's like, I'm going to change my shirt. She's wearing, like, a t-shirt. Well, here, then she puts on a shirt where, like, the sleeves go to her elbows, and it's, like, sheer sleeves. I'm like, I don't think
it's a little bit warmer, but... And I didn't know that I actually needed, like, a winter coat in...
I think your t-shirt was thicker material than your shirt.
Maybe. I don't know. Possibly. So, yeah, I'm still freezing.
So,
but
I still have the heater going in my car in the parking lot.
Yeah, and it's where we do August. It's still August. So. And here's this lady out here doing her little walking, like her little speed walking, like exercising out here.
She's
like,
not
lady,
walking very
you better
fast.
Put some gloves and earmuffs on.
Somebody's going to come up behind her and murder her. It's going to be us. Stay tuned.
But don't worry, we'll smile through it.
We got to look approachable.
Yeah. Gotta fight those wrinkles.
I'm gonna smile through it. That really looks psychotic.
Yeah, like the Joker. That's what it looks like when you're smiling all the time. The like Joker.
Yeah, they lipstick and be like,
yeah. Why so serious? I'm gonna start using that now. I'm gonna like see you and I'm gonna see you at work and I'm gonna be like, Lisa, why so serious?
And then I'm gonna be
and
like,
then I'm gonna have like lipstick and like just stick lipstick and drag it across my face. And then I'll go back into my cave office where I'm isolated from the people.
Yeah, I'll be like, synthesize this. She was struggling trying to say that earlier today.
Yeah, because we were at two
like,
locations.
Alternative, like, coffee shop, and then this alternative, like, restaurant. They're supposed to be, like, hip and cool, whatever. No.
No.
It was playing, like, I do love my cheesy 80s music, but it's, like, playing the awful 80s music, like, nobody talks
the
about.
The stuff that should be, like,
garbage. It wasn't no cheesy, peppy 80s music,
no.
No,
there was, like, a saxophone solo in one of them, and I was like, gosh. I was like, Lisa, are my ears bleeding yet? Because they probably feel like they should be.
Well, and it's like we couldn't be talking that much crap about the music, because then the guy would be, like, hovering around. Because
we were, like, the only people sitting in there.
Calling us hun.
Yeah.
Like, no, we're judging you for
and
this
you're
music.
Also younger
you and your
than
fedora.
Both of us. Yeah.
Listening and to you, the worst 80s music.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he was whistling to some of the songs. And I was like, you probably chose this music.
Then later when we were at the mall, then I had like that horrible song in my head. Don't remind me what it was because I forgot.
No, and you were like singing it to me. And
it
I
kept
was like,
popping
stop.
Into my head.
But yeah, so that's why we started. You were saying that there should be a synthesizer
there.
In one of these songs. And so I was like,
I was just
synthesize this.
Bitch.
Bitch. So look at all these quotable
so
moments.
So now we have
to start making t-shirts.
We should
size this.
People be like, what?
Bitch.
We said that.
Yeah.
And we wear our own quotes.
Look it up. So we're going to make t-shirts to become famous. And then we're also going to start a band to become famous.
And you also want to make cat clothes.
Yes.
High-end cat clothes.
Yes, we're going to make high-end like cat clothes. So be ready, guys. We're just going to release all the stuff. And it's going to be limited edition. It's going to be like...
Limited edition
it's
going
to be
clothes.
Like Kylie Jenner. And you know when she drops her makeup stuff, like people... Like her website, her
crashes.
Pop-up shops, yeah. Like they like sell out immediately because it's limited. That's what we're going to do.
Now this guy and the girl are leaving the restaurant. She like goes and spits in the grass. I'm like...
What?
I mean, she was wearing jeans and t-shirt. It wasn't that
sick.
Nice girl in a dress who was chewing on her boyfriend.
Oh my gosh.
And she, like, spit in the grass.
Gross. This is where we live, people.
This is America.
That's why... That's why we need to, like, get famous. Not necessarily famous. More, like, rich. I don't care about being famous. Let's get rich.
Yeah.
So we can, like, move out of here.
I'm still waiting for you to be, like, fitness model / something, like, photographer, whatever, where I could be, like, your assistant and, like, take care of your
I'm
bills
too
and pay things.
I'm tired and sick and old and decrepit. These allergies have really taken its toll on me. I looked in the mirror and I was like, gross. I look like a 40-year-old at this point.
Which is around the corner for me, basically.
So that's why I need to keep smiling.
Yes.
Just smile through it.
Speaking of... I got my nails done with this lady I work with. I have to mention this. Mm. She's not even 10 years older than me. And the lady asked her if I was her daughter. We look nothing alike.
No, nothing alike. Like, no similar feature,
really. No. And like I said, she's not even 10, she's 9 years older than me.
Yeah.
It was hilarious. It was the best moment of my life.
It probably was.
Put her in her place. Not yeah. really.
Yeah. I haven't had any of those experiences recently. Mm. Wherever anyone's been like, oh, you look so young. Oh, and this is the end of the episode. Keep smiling.
Keep shining.
Keep shining.